Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science with Dr. Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, we rely on oil for all sorts of things, from fuel for cars, planes and power stations, to making plastics. So let's find out a bit more about oil and the products that we can get from it. So Kat, first off, what do we mean by crude oil?
Well, crude oil, it's not oil that sounds a bit rude. It just means the raw mix of hydrocarbons that is pumped out of oil fields.
And what are hydrocarbons?
These are molecules solely made up of carbon and hydrogen, and they can range from really huge molecules with many carbon and hydrogen atoms strung together to methane, and that's just one carbon with four hydrogens attached to it.
But presumably I can't just stick crude oil in my car.
No, crude oil doesn't really make a very good fuel, as many of the molecules are huge, very big, and difficult to ignite. So we need to use a process called cracking to break down these large hydrocarbons into smaller ones.
And how does that actually work?
You heat up the mixture of large hydrocarbons and pass it over a catalyst. And this breaks down the large molecules into smaller ones called alkanes and alkenes. Some of them are used for fuels, some of them are used to make polymers, which are used to make plastics.
And what's the difference between an alkane and an alkene?
Alkanes, like ethane and propane, they only have single bonds between their carbon atoms. These are useful as fuels, as they burn well. But alkenes, like ethene, propene, they have double bonds instead. And we call these unsaturated hydrocarbons. They're really useful for making plastics, as the double bond means they can take part in chemical reactions more easily, making new molecules like polymers and even alcohol.
That sounds very interesting. So tell us a bit more about these alkenes.
Well, they all share the chemical formula CnH2n.
Which means what?
It means that for every carbon atom in the molecule, there's two hydrogens. So ethene is C2H4, propene C3H6, and so on.
And you mentioned that these alkenes can be used to make alcohol. So how do you do that?
Usually when we talk about alcohol, we mean ethanol, although there are other sorts. Now, ethanol has the chemical formula C2H5OH, meaning that it's got two carbons, five hydrogens, and what we call an alcohol group, made up of oxygen and hydrogen together. Obviously, you can find alcohol in drinks like beer and wine, but it can actually be used as a fuel for cars and other vehicles, especially if you mix it with petrol.
So how do we actually make it?
You can make ethanol by reacting ethene with steam, which is basically very, very hot water. You also need a catalyst to make the reaction go faster, and this is usually phosphoric acid. The whole process is really efficient, and it's continuous. As long as you feed in ethene and steam, you'll make alcohol. But there is one problem.
Which is what?
Ethene is, of course, made from crude oil, which is a non-renewable resource. So when it's gone, it's gone forever.
Is there anything we can do instead?
Well, luckily for us, we can also make alcohol by a natural process called fermentation. And this is how the alcohol in beer and wine is made.
And how does that one work?
Well, this works on the principle that yeast can convert sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide using specialised enzymes. For example, when you're making wine, the sugars in grape juice get converted to alcohol by the yeast. And this is a renewable resource because the yeast in the plants are living things, so they're not going to run out.
But which way of making ethanol is the best?
Well, there's advantages and drawbacks to both methods, of course. Making ethanol from crude oil is a continuous process. It makes a very pure product, but it's slow. You need a high temperature and pressure. Making it by fermentation is faster, and it doesn't need such demanding conditions, but the resulting product does need purifying. You've got to get rid of the dead yeast and all that yucky stuff. But still, more than 90% of the ethanol in the world is made by fermentation, and some countries are using this to produce biofuels for cars and trucks.
Thanks, Kat. So we've heard all about hydrocarbons and how to make ethanol, and in part two we'll find out how we can string hydrocarbons together to make polymers.